right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And before I go back to my guest, I want to remind everybody we are on a pledge drive. We do have some back bills that we're catching up on, thanks to a lot of the listeners out there, but we are not over the hump yet. So I want to remind everybody again to go to the website, www.republicbroadcasting.org, hit PayPal, make a donation, folks. Whatever you can afford. If you can afford $1,000, send it. If you can afford $500, send it. If you can afford $100, send it. If you can afford $20, send it. Every little bit helps, okay? Or you can send it to 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. With that, this is a short segment. Let's get back to Don, and let's continue, Don.
Okay, you asked about the British pound. It would help to back up, let's say, to September 7th, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
China stands to gain $32 trillion. From the Wanta settlement being paid out in its entirety,
mm-hmm.
Based upon the location and the business that Wanta conducted with his Chinese business partner in Hong Kong. And we discussed that previously.
Right.
In an effort to force these people to give this money to Leo Wanta, and we're talking about just the $4.5 trillion settlement here. We're not talking about the $75 trillion plus. They decided they were going to withdraw their clearinghouse interbank payment systems, or what are called chips. $1 trillion in there enables our government to borrow $100 million or more against that collateral in those accounts. And what they did is, and Christopher Story describes it as Chinese torture. They removed $1 trillion a day for 32 days. So the $32 trillion they were expecting to get out of this as a tax windfall is being, or has already been, during September and October of last year, withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that required them and other countries to start paying for oil, not in dollars, because the dollar began crashing instantly as soon as they did that, to the tune of $1 trillion each day.
Okay.
So,
and Don, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is a good probability that this is what is causing this our dollar right now to slide, right?
Not a probability, it's a certainty.
Okay, well, I just want to say probability just in case I'm wrong. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
No, this is undoubtedly what's causing it.
Okay.
Not to mention the imbalance of trade, and it's because all of our corporations have been shipped out of the country, and all the jobs have been lost. And you can't say people are here to do work that Americans won't do. There are people in our country starving and without clothes and food for their children and themselves. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, don't tell me that people don't want to work. People want to work. Now, the Chinese removed this $32 trillion from the CHIPS accounts, and then they were approached by Paulson several times. We've heard in the media about these trillion-dollar deals they're trying to put together. Isn't that an interesting figure? That's the same figure I'm speaking about. But they don't mention $32 trillion. They just pick out $1 trillion. And they try to rewrite these contracts at 1% interest, where the Chinese are getting 4 or 5% now on those CHIPS accounts, or were getting, because they've withdrawn that money. They're paying for oil in British pounds. The pound has virtually doubled in value against the dollar. Now, to get back at the Brits for what the Chinese did, and the Brits allowed that. They accepted the pound sterling as currency for oil purchases, they pulled this swindle on the Bank of England. The Bank of England is bankrupt, but we hear about Britney Spears and Anna Nicole Smith and Paris Hilton.
We got a break coming up. Stick with me, Don. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, giving you an overall view of what's happening with Leo Wanta. We'll be back in three. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. See you in a bit.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And Don, you'll be happy to know this is a long segment coming up. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. You have a question or a comment about Leo Wanter for Don. Feel free to give us a call. Go ahead, Don. Let's continue. Don?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry
okay.
about that.
That's okay.
Okay. All right. I'm mentioning now this transaction involving the Japanese yen being converted to euros. And this was supposedly a deal that they were going to try to blackmail or do a sting on Michael C. Cottrell, the vice president treasurer of Leo Wanter's Ameritrust Group, Inc. And I must add that the group has an E on the end. The bogus version, the counterfeit version, drops the E here in the United States. And you'll find these banks and mortgage companies are set up all over the country. They're masquerading as foundations. Some of them are being run by William Trotter Bush in St. Louis. They're all over Asia. There are some 6,000 or more of these companies. And they're trying to set him up. Now, the interesting thing about the bank, the name is HSBC, and it's a Hong Kong bank, and it's the account that appears on this bogus computer screen that's attributed to Michael Cottrell, even though it's just a sting operation. It's a setup, and he has nothing to do with it. Now, the intention is that if they can coerce him into this Japanese yen for euros deal, that then they can tie him into this account in the Channel Islands. And of course, he's not biting it, and he's made everyone aware of it. And when he was sharing this information with Christopher Story in England, and this is intelligence information, they cut off their phone conversation. They've been raiding his computer. If this is not true, why would you do that? Wouldn't you be arrested for fraud or something?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's not the case. There are bank directors, Michael, showing up dead, the ones that do show up. There are wives making calls into Washington, D.C. Where's my husband? How come he hasn't been home all weekend? And this is going on in Scotland, in England, in Ireland, many of the CIA operatives, and it's not all the people in the CIA, but CIA and FBI are involved in it. And it's more at the head than anywhere else.
Okay, you want to go to a call, Don?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to Sean in New York. Sean, you're on with Michael and Don Nikoloff. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
I'm curious. Will you at any point be putting out a CD or a DVD with, you know, all of this information so that someone can actually sit and go through everything? Because it's quite a bit to try to absorb all at once.
Well, I don't know that I would want to do that. I've taken an interest in the story. What I would recommend to someone like yourself or anyone really interested, go to worldreports.org and just look at the – click on the top link at the top of that homepage. You'll see a title for an article there. And then once you get into an article, the archive button is in the upper left-hand corner of that page. And you can continue reading back all the way to 2005,
okay,
when Mr. Story started reporting this. Now, these are just summary accounts, and there are some in a chronological diary form showing day-to-day what's been happening.
Mm-hmm.
There are copies of letters sent to the president, the vice president, the attorney general, the director of Homeland Security, Secretary of State, NSA people. I mean, and he's sent millions of copies, 30 million copies worldwide to
Wow.
various governments. So the whole world knows about this, and our people are busy, you know, watching these idiotic news broadcasts that we want because we have to know if Britney Spears is wearing any drawers today.
Right.
You know, now to answer your question, I'm not interested in doing that. I think it's quite a bit just to keep up with it and to follow up and to speak about it. And I have written about it and I will continue to write about it. It's important. This is just pure 100% criminality.
Mm-hmm.
And they like the fact that the media is not reporting it, and they like the fact that nobody's buying the story. They love that fact. They're banking on that fact because it is so outrageously scandalous that you just can't see it as real.
Mm-hmm.
But it is real. The documents have been published. If someone's got $252, they can purchase a copy of International Currency Review. That was a double version. It's usually not that much money.
Mm-hmm.
But that man financed the whole thing himself. He's not receiving contributions from outside corporations. He is the business. He's in the financial intelligence business, and he's a consultant to some very powerful people. And Scotland Yard is investigating this, and even the London police are investigating this because it's gone beyond just bank maneuvers and off-sheet accounts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the interesting thing is we pay our taxes, and they are doing all this tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
This is money that should be in the Treasury to be used for the benefit of our country, and instead it's just being stolen. And our country's about to be flushed down the toilet. And you've got people out there, and I'm not going to mention any names, but there were many talk show hosts who refused to talk about this story, calling it a hoax. Well, I would start making the charge that they're bribed or they've been dumbed down by the educational system, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me insert something here, Don, and for Sean as well. I know that a lot of these talk show hosts, like I said at the beginning of the program, it's not that some of them disbelieve it, okay? Some of them believe it, but it's too complex for them to wrap their hands around. Not only that, but as you know, Don, it's extremely time-consuming. And I have followed this story, you know, on and off over the past year and a half. And I had to ponder for quite some time whether I was going to even allow, you know, time on my show to report this.
Sure.
The only reason I did it is because I was getting several emails from people saying, please, please report on this, because they know they've been following it and nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, Sean, you got more?
Well, no, I was just saying that essentially I would like to read the whole thing from beginning to end. And sometimes other people put out something in either a CD or something that's downloadable that you can sort of grasp the picture from the beginning to the end, so that I wouldn't say in a summary, but sort of summarizing it, but then also going into the depth of it, because it is so much to comprehend all at once that people want to know more about this. But
it takes time, Sean. When I first started looking at it, I was absorbed in it probably for a good 2 days, solid, just, you know, catching up on all the particulars of it and the curious anomalies that were going around with deaths that happened to be happening at the same time countries were being invaded. And I started connecting the dots. And as you connect these dots and you see the events, like, for example, the invasion of Panama was reported as Noriega was a bad guy and he was a drug dealer, blah, blah, blah. Well, excuse me. All right, George H.W. Bush's nickname is Poppy Bush, and we all know the reason why. Okay, so, you know, he was at some level walking hand in hand with Noriega until Noriega crossed him, and it's very coincidental that that country was invaded within, I believe it was about 80 days of a wire transfer, and I've seen the documents, Sean, a wire transfer of $1 billion being made into a Panamanian bank account in the name of Jorge Bush. So, yes, and all that information is in there on that website that Don gave you.
Okay, could you repeat that one more time for me and everyone else who's listening?
Yes, it's www.worldreports.org.
Okay.
And that link will take you right to the homepage, and you click on the top article, the uppermost article, and it'll take you into the archives.
Okay.
It's very complicated, yes. Now, I did a story in the January version or edition of the Idaho Observer, and you can go to idaho-observer.com or proliberty.org, and you can retrieve the article there under their January 2007 index in their archives section, and it's on the same page. You scroll down somewhat, it's on the right side, and you'll see it. This is, I spent, and that's a connect the dot story, like what Michael was talking about. I discuss that they were in bed with bin Laden, that bin Laden was a creation of the CIA. The Inslaw software has everything to do with this because it was all planned. They gave them Chinese Stinger missiles, Russian Red Mercury. So they were setting them up with computers, weapons, and cash. And bin Laden even met with Ted Gunderson, the former special section supervisory agent in the Los Angeles district of the FBI. He was there and didn't even know that that was bin Laden. Bin Laden was clean shaven and dressed, you know, kind of Americanized.
Well, his name was Tim Osman at that
point. He went by the name Tim Osman, and that's correct. And J. Orland Grabby did that original story. Michael Riconosciuto was there, and supposedly under the pretext of being the liaison who was going to field the reports on the effectiveness of these weapons. You know, you're talking about Stinger missiles. They're wire-guided missiles from ground to air to shoot down planes. So they wanted reports. Now, whether they really needed these or not, this was part of his purpose for being there. But he also was an electronics expert and knew about the Inslaw software.
Okay, guys, got a break coming up.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I've got a lot of catching up to do.
Thank you, Sean. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to a break. Then we're going to go to Yvonne in Arizona. This is Michael Herzog, American Awakening, with my special guest Don Nikoloff, talking about Leo Wanta. So stick with me. We'll be back in three at republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. There's a short segment coming up, and Don, I'm going to bring Yvonne from Arizona up and thank her, first of all, for her donation. Thank you, Yvonne.
You're welcome.
How are you?
My pleasure. Fine, but I'm confused.
I figured this was going to happen, but go ahead.
Well, I had to step away from the computer. I have a question. I view these people... the International Bankers is an octopus, with Rothschild being the head of the octopus. And is that true? And is he the head of what your guest is speaking about?
Is Rothschild the head of the banking industry?
Yeah, and in this whole scenario.
Well, the Rothschilds are one family of, I believe it's what, 13 families, Don, that
right.
control the Federal yeah. Reserve.
But does he not have full control of all of them?
Well, I think what we're witnessing is a split in the Illuminati family structure here. You know?
Okay, well, that's what was confusing me, because I thought, well, it seems like there's a split going on.
Yeah, there. First of all, you know, you're hearing about this North American Union,
uh-huh.
and of course they're trying to amass. You know, the paper's not going to be worth anything unless they can convert it to gold, and it appears that this Bank of England swindle was one method for obtaining some gold. You know, we don't have the gold reserves in Fort Knox that you learn about in sixth grade history class,
right?
And it hasn't been that way for a long time. And in every instance, if we're not giving up our land for the fractional notes, the fractional currency that they're dumping by the plane loads over Iraq, billions of dollars worth, and what are we giving up for that? Okay, mm-hmm. We're giving up our infrastructure. The Great Lakes are owned by the World Bank.
Right.
By the way, Paul Wolfowitz in the World Bank is part of this scandal here, too.
Oh, sure.
Okay. And they were convenient enough to bring out a little brouhaha about him giving a job to a mistress or something, you know.
Right. I don't quite understand that yet.
Well,
it's a diversion.
It's a diversion, yes.
Yeah, but what's the diversion?
To take your eyes and ears off of the story I'm talking about
right
now.
Okay. I knew it was something, but I couldn't put two and two together.
Well, evidently, either you have an unquenchable thirst to hear about Anna Nicole Smith, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton.
Not Yvonne. Yvonne's a dedicated listener.
No, I think she understands. I'm just cracking a joke.
Right, oh,
okay.
Right.
I'm making that point. Either you have that unquenchable thirst to know about that, or we should start demanding that the media report this. Now, I understand that there was one reporter from CBS who was told to back off. He began looking into the story.
Oh, really?
You have people inside the Beltway who are borrowing money for groceries and utilities because these accounts have been frozen. Okay, they're getting caught. They're getting caught, and the money is getting prepared to be repatriated. All they can do, as the money and the accounts are being discovered and reported and frozen, is to try to play games with the money that they're bouncing around like a ping pong ball to these different banks.
Mm-hmm.
They're claiming that this so-called $1.575 trillion is in the Treasury when it's not. It's not there, but they're even playing games with that. In addition to that, and this is for any listener out there that's approached by anyone offering some sort of high rate return in a short amount of time investment, they're getting. And this is the Ponzi scheme that Bank of America and Wachovia and all these other banks that I named earlier are involved in. Mm-hmm. They're promising them, they have these blue cards, which at one point were worth $3 million of credit and then $4 million. They're no good. These banks are not getting their money. They're referred to in these secret emails that they're sending all over, and you may have even gotten one, Yvonne, that our packages are due to arrive any day. We're told they'll be here Monday. Leo Wanta and Michael Cottrell are being told the same thing in respect to Ameritrust Group. And as Michael pointed out, so are the G8 countries. And they're very upset about the fact that this is going on. You don't lie to the presidents and the heads of foreign governments. Yes, we're releasing the money this afternoon, and the day comes and goes. It's going to result in an act of war. And these people have every right to come after us, or they should be going after our government. Now, I'm a patriot. I'm for those that do right, but we are being stabbed in the back by our own leaders.
Oh, we don't have a friend in any place in the government. Period.
Well, they're certainly not working for us.
No, they're not. No one. And that's disheartening.
It's hard to imagine that anyone would do this, but we're not, you know, we're dealing with people that are operating with criminal intent.
We're dealing with psychopaths.
Well, I knew this, you know, was going to happen because I've been following these families for a long, long time. I didn't think it was going to happen in my life, but I'm not surprised.
Okay, got to go to a break.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Yvonne.
Thanks for
your call. Appreciate the donation again. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming down to the bottom of the hour. Stick with us. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, and Don Nikoloff reporting on Leo Wanta. We'll see you in a bit. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
American Awakening with my special guest Don Nikoloff talking about Leo Wanta and bringing people up to speed. Yes, it is confusing. It was confusing for me. Sometimes you have to read it 2 or 3 times like me because I'm a dummy. But once you start connecting the dots and get the picture, it makes a lot more sense than this garbage that's going on in mainstream news that tells us nothing, really. Okay, Don, I'm going to open the phone lines again, 800-313-9443 if you have a question for my guest. What else we got going here, Don? What have we not covered?
Well, there are some specifics that back up what I was telling you about this Japanese exchange that was supposed to go on.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the yen to euros conversion. There was an email that Michael Cottrell received from a man by the name of Dominique J. Menoud, who runs a U.S. Department of Defense-sponsored corporation. It's a Delaware corporation called Novia Continental Incorporated. The interesting thing now is that it operates out of Romania. It's a Romanian company. And through bribery, and this is according to Chinese officials, that Vice President Cheney bribed a banker inside HSBC Hong Kong. This is the bank I mentioned before that has this computer screen. In the Channel Islands Bank in Jersey Channel Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with the intention of setting up Mr. Cottrell. In 2002, the National Security Agency stole a $5 billion contract or transaction under Michael C. Cottrell's name. And I'm not sure if that was his Pennsylvania Investments. I believe it was, but it could have been the Ameritrust Group. And this involved a Benchmark Securities Incorporated transaction, which is a CIA company. Now, this is reported in Christopher Story's book, which came out late December and of last year, just before Christmas time.
And what's the name of that book?
Or technically November, the International Currency Review,
okay,
Volume 31, Numbers 3 and 4. That's the 480-page book that has all of this incredible documentation in there. And I say incredible, it's just mind-boggling how much detail that River Story has a grasp of.
Yeah, I want to reiterate here, you know, for the skeptics out there, okay, I have viewed, I know, Don, you have, numerous documents that if anybody were attempting to perpetrate some kind of a scam for Lord knows what, they would have to go to some great, great detail and, talking about time-consuming. Why would anybody want to create this, you know, as a fraud? And I want to also mention that if you have any doubt that these international trades are going on worldwide, and as I mentioned before, they're not. You can't do it in this country. It's illegal in this country. I just got a call yesterday. Let's see, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday morning from some people in Ohio that are going through this right now and trying to find a private investigator to uncover these people that are doing this sort of stuff. Okay, so yes, although you haven't heard about it, it is indeed going on, and it's going on rampantly with top members of the government and criminals throughout the world. Go ahead, Don. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, another example of that going on, people are being bombarded with unsolicited calls from institutions such as Bank of America or Wachovia, sometimes on a Sunday even, or they're getting email about activating their accounts with banks that they don't even have accounts with. And that's part of these scams too. They're involved in mortgage scams. They're taking the assets that people put up as collateral for loans, and they're injecting them into these Ponzi schemes, and they're doing it for their own self-enrichment. The people that are actually in, you know, and I put in quotes, investing into these schemes, think they're going to get a return, and they're promised anything from 100% to 500% in a very short period of time, like you had mentioned earlier.
Well, I'll take just a moment here to tell you about an incident that happened to me. You know, just a quick overview. I got involved in this 10 years ago, where I went to the Philippines over this, and it was an elaborate scheme. Don, you and I talked off the air about it, but the way they set it up is they had several boxes full of what is called bearer bonds, and these bonds said United States government, I don't remember what it said, Federal Reserve, $100 million, okay? And a bearer bond, of course, as you know, Don, that anybody that happens to be holding that bond is the owner of the bond, because there is no mm-hmm. name on the bond. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was brought into a bank with an associate of mine that was living over there, and there was a bank officer, and there was two guards that were guarding these bonds. And, you know, they looked pretty similar to a Federal Reserve note, except they're larger. They're about 8.5 by 11, and they say $100 million on the front. And that's where I was first introduced to and explained about these international trades. And I got sucked into it. So, you know, it's not something that, you know, when you take somebody with $10,000 or $50,000 and you tell them that you can turn it into $2 million in 60 days, you know, once you have got your pitch down to a point where it's plausible to do, it's very hard not to get sucked into something like that.
And I would venture to say or guess that on the basis of that transaction, you didn't get your $2 million. Am I correct?
This was back 10 years ago, and no, I got not one plug nickel, and I'm not even going to tell you how much money that I wound up being scammed out of, because it's downright embarrassing. But all I wanted to do is mention to people that, yes, they do exist. And for all of any of the skeptics out there that think, well, you know, we're just blasting this. No, we're not. I've been involved in it. I've seen it happen. Okay, these people that are behind the scenes, these criminals that are doing this, okay, they are very sophisticated. They're doing it on a national scale, and they're doing it with to the tune of trillions and trillions of dollars. Look at Leo Wanta. Leo Wanta is nothing more than a patriot that is was sent to do a job for Ronald Reagan, and he's trying to bring this back and complete his job. That's all he's doing. Would you surmise that like that, Don?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, as mentioned in a previous show with you, the state of Virginia stands to make $280 billion on a tax windfall. I'm not clear on the amount of Pennsylvania taxes because Michael C. Cottrell lives in Pennsylvania and conducts his business there, but there would be taxes due also in that state as well as anywhere else. And here you have these bogus taxes being charged in Wisconsin. It's admitted that it's corrupt by certain individuals, and but those in charge there are unbelievably going after him a fourth time with more fraudulent tax charges just to shut him up while they go on and pillage these accounts.
Right. The problem is that a lot of the players that are in this game can do things under, quote, color of law, just like what they're attempting to do to Leo Wanta again.
But the presidential order is in his favor, and he did win the case in Virginia federal court. So he has been declared the legal trustor of the money.
Right. And that document on the lawsuit that was filed, that's available. That's a public document. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why would I have to say, you know, for the skeptics out there, why would you go file a suit in federal court and risk going to prison if it were a fraud?
Mm-hmm. And he won.
Right.
He won. Now, the International Bank for Settlements is involved in this, and the International Court of Justice is involved in this, and there's corruption all the way to the top in those organizations, and they're pretty upset about what's going on a worldwide basis.
Well, tell me this, Don, because I know you've done a lot more thorough research on it than I have. That's your job. Are we any closer to either having wanted to get this settlement or are exposing these people for who they are?
Well, according to the reports that I mentioned previously from Christopher Story, it is collapsing this plot to, you know, completely overthrow the world financial stability and our country is being imploded little by little, but it's not going to help if people maintain this attitude that this isn't real. It's really happening. I myself have better things to do with my time than to spend it on this, but I took an interest in it when I heard Leo Wanta speak about it. I heard Christopher Story speak about it. I've heard Michael C. Cottrell speak about it, and I've seen the documentation. And the documentation speaks for itself.
Well, you know, let's talk about that for a minute. You know, when people live in denial and they say it isn't happening because maybe it's too complex or somebody delivers the story to you in such a way that it's not credible or they do not have the documentation to back it up because it's going word of mouth, this happens all the time. And then the mainstream media will turn around and report on something. It's never ceased to amaze me, Don, in this avenue, the alternative media. And on a number of cases, we will put enough pressure on the mainstream media where eventually they have to talk about it. Okay, they don't want to talk about it, but there are certain instances. For example, 9/11 with Charlie Sheen when Come On Entertainment Tonight. They didn't want to talk about it. Okay, but it was such a bombshell that Charlie Sheen came out, and there was such a buzz going on in the alternative media, they were forced to talk about it. And I have one other example for you, Don. This is kind of shifting gears a little bit, but it touches base with the other article that you've written, which, by the way, is worldwide now on Tesla and Bush, talking about things surfacing in the mainstream media after the fact. And people say, well, you know, if I don't see it on Fox News, I don't believe it. Well, Here's a story that was released by CNN.com just today over Operation Paperclip, which a lot of people say, oh, that didn't happen. That's when they transported all these Nazis out of Germany in World War II. Okay? KLM Airlines is to probe alleged Nazi flights. And I'm not going to read the whole article. I'm just going to say, I'm going to read one paragraph. It said, questions over KLM's past surfaced last week after a Dutch television documentary claimed to have discovered archived documents showing the airlines played an active role in helping suspected war criminals flee from Germany, i.e. Operation Paperclip. So for all of you, and this is
CNN. My article might have spurred on that investigation, huh?
Maybe so. I'll tell you what, your article, for those who haven't read it, is worldwide. Okay, it's I see it pop up all over just about every alternative website that I go into now. But now, curiously enough, you had mentioned Operation Paperclip in your article, Don. And curiously enough, mainstream international CNN.com is now starting to report on Operation Paperclip, which everybody thought didn't happen, okay? Everybody thought we all had tinfoil on our heads when we talked about it. And guess what? How many years ago was that? Almost 70 years ago. And now mainstream media. Sometimes it takes that long, folks. But that just shows you the power that alternative media has. And when we report on these things, believe me when I tell you that Don Nikoloff doesn't get on or doesn't write for the Idaho Observer and just make this stuff up. I don't get on here and just make things up just for your entertainment value. I'm not going to get on here and jeopardize my integrity or my reporting truth by telling lies. I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't be around long. So this was very well researched. I researched it very well, and it took me a long time to make a decision, not because I didn't believe it, because it was so complex. Another article here, I mean, I don't even know whether I should go into this, Don. Yeah, that's getting a little bit too off the subject. But the main thing is...
I don't know what it is, but...
Well, it's six...
That's your judgment.
It's totally off the... Six charged with a plot on an army post in New Jersey. Six Islamic militants from Yugoslavia in the Middle East were arrested on charges of plotting to attack the Fort Dix army post. I mean, it's just... You know, it's another probably MK Ultra, you know, psychic.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you know, when we put enough heat on these people, and I really do believe that your article, and you want to mention the name of that article for people who haven't read it, they can go read it, Don. It was Tesla, what was it? Tesla dash what?
Okay. I had originally given it a title, and then through editorial, okay, this particular article... is called Deathbed Confessions, Photos Support Claims That George H. Scherf Jr. Was the 41st U.S. President.
Mm-hmm.
And now that is based on the we'll talk about that on another show, I would presume. But
right, yes.
Based upon the testimony of, let's say, a deathbed confession of Otto Skorzeny that he co-founded the CIA. With George Bush, and he named some other people, of course. And he had extensive photographic evidence to back it up. Now, what was interesting in that particular, without going into detail, the person that came out with that information was dating Skorzeny's daughter, and he entrusted him with these photographs and lots of detailed information. I conducted my own research on my own path based upon the information I had gleaned from an interview he had done on RBN over a year ago. And I began my own independent research on some issues not directly related to that, but it didn't take too long, and I was right in the middle of the same story. It led me to Tesla. It led me to his technology and the fact that it had been stolen. And they were giving it to a variety of other scientists. And in fact, when I was able to eventually look at Eric Berman's work, Skorzeny actually verified the things that I had discovered in my research independently.
And
here it was, after doing all that digging for facts and really comparing things that were being said and looking for clues as to what was true and what was a spin, when I heard his account of the events, it matched my research.
And speaking of these scientists, a lot of these scientists were also brought over under Operation Paperclip, possibly on KLM Airlines. I don't know.
Oh, yes, they could have done it on airlines, on ships. It really wouldn't have mattered how they got them here. Some were snuck through Argentina because some had to flee. Okay, but it was going on, and it was aided and abetted by those in our government at the highest levels of government. It was known. Now, Congress, I might point out, you know, you keep talking about the media, and I'm not faulting you for that.
Huh?
We expect the media to start telling us the truth all of a sudden, and they've been lying to us for as long as these things have been going on. But it's gotten a lot worse. In fact, it's just a mindless brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
But the Congress knows about this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are in Congress are involved in Wantagate.
Okay, let's take a break. My guest, Don Nikoloff, and we're talking about Leo Wanta, Operation Paperclip now. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, will be back in three, republicofbroadcasting.org. Republic, Manny, Republic. Be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back. Final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a few minutes left here, Don. I wanted to point out, wanted to mention to people that we're going to start doing this every Tuesday. Is that right, Don?
You're backing me into a corner.
Well, I'm not necessarily talking about Leo Wanta, but I'm talking about, you know, I mean, I have to say again, for those of you who don't know Don Nikoloff, he writes articles for the Idaho Observer, but his latest article on Tesla and Bush have literally picked up wings, and it's all over the world. But he writes, he's a very meticulous researcher. He does a lot of research, a lot of writings, and I'm going to start having him up once a week to talk about, you know, give us an update on Leo Wanta, and, you know, you're looking down the rabbit hole on corruption in the courts, Don. I mean, you're just all over the place. So I know every time I talk to you, you've got something new to tell me, and I'd like for you to share that with my listeners, if you don't mind.
there's just so much going on. I mean, you know.
Well, we'll just pick a topic and run with it. But I do want to get, you know, an update once a week on Leo Wanta, you know.
Okay.
And
it doesn't have to be so lengthy. I would encourage people to spend some time and look, you know, do some looking. Go to Christopher Story's website.
worldreports.org, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm not expecting that, you know, we do this every week and start all over again. No. I wanted to do this for the benefit of my listeners because I'd had several requests. And what I want to do from this point on is just once a week, very simply, get on the air. If there's any updates, fine. If there isn't any updates with Leo Wanta, okay, that's fine as well. We need to keep abreast of this to see how it's unfolding. And also, even more importantly, is to watch the events that are going on financially in the world and see how they connect with what's going on behind the scenes, because that is even more fascinating to me. Not to mention, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, the money's not important to be repatriated. But the caca, if you will, that we get thrown as a diversion, when we know what's really going on behind the scenes, then you start to see the insignificance of the caca that they're throwing around. So with that, okay, Don, I'm going to have you up next Tuesday, same time, same station, right?
Okay. All right. It's a deal. I enjoy fielding the calls from your listeners and sharing the information. If I can add a comment here.
Go ahead.
They have the same problem going on with the European Union. The question was asked, I believe, by you regarding the British pound sterling.
Right.
And it's considered to be an act of war, at least by Christopher Story. He's suggesting that our embassy be expelled from London until this money is actually given to Wanta's Ameritrust group. And, you know, they would rather see him dead, of course. So he's laying low, despite what you hear some web broadcasters talk about, whether he's hiding or evading the truth of the story. His interest is obviously self-preservation. But this ties in with all the events going on in the world, and it's what they're really doing. So I encourage people to look into it.
All right. Don Nikoloff, thank you so much for joining me today. Okay?
Thanks for having me on, Mike.
All right. We'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Another day, another dollar. Stay tuned for John Stadler's National Intel Report coming up next. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 Shortwave. See you tomorrow. A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.